Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis
is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at DD Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X, welcoming to your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of Georgia. If it makes sense nationally, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard in the great state of GA, so that's exactly what we'll do. This is an amended version as we're podcasting it tonight. Hawks live in action in Sacramento, taking on the Kings. So it's a late night West Coast trip for them, meaning we do the podcast whenever that happens. So we'll do what we normally do, is we've got some great interviews lined up for you tonight. You'll hear my conversation with Braylon Gilstrap, edge rusher for the Southwest DeKalb Panthers football team. They're getting ready to open up the playoffs against Jonesboro. And then also, keeping it on the gridiron, Coach Gary Fisher, Locust Grove Wildcats football team head coach for them. They just wrapped up their regular season, winning their first region championship in program history. So looking forward to bringing you both of those great conversations. And as always, we'll get into our shout outs and accolades and all of that good stuff. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into our prep roundup.
Let's go, let's go.
Now it's time for the prep roundup
on Prep Sports Station on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right. Just the other week, Georgia High School Association announced what the reclassifications would be for the 26 through 28 season, 2026-2028 seasons. And as expected, there were some appeals. Starting in 7A, you had several schools who unfortunately had their appeals to move down denied. That includes South Gwinnett, Rockdale, Northgate. Approved would be Osborne, Meadow Creek, Lakeside, Evans, just to name a few. We don't have time to go through everybody, but Creekside appealed to move down from 6A. They were denied. Drew was approved to move down to 5A. Johns Creek denied. So you can check out theajc.com. They've got the complete list there of all the schools who were put in for an approval to be to appeal their reclass, destination, I guess you would say. And you can see who was approved and who was not approved. All right, let's get into our shout-outs and accolades, and I want to give a big congratulations to Harrison Softball. Emma Hackworth named the 6A Region 3 Pitcher of the Year. Mount Perrin Volleyball's Layla Dunn named the 1A All-State Player of the Year, as well as Area 5 Offensive Player of the Year. Lovett Volleyball's Carrie Knotts named the AVCA Southeast Player of the Year. Locust Grove Football Head Coach Gary Fisher, who you will hear from later on the show, named the 4A Region 2 Coach of the Year. And Sandy Creek Football Head Coach Darius Smiley named the 3A Region 2 Coach of the Year. Looking back at the week since I last spoke with you on Thursday, took in some flag football action, and it was the Thorough Panthers hosting Lovett and Mount Vernon in some area matchups, and they would get wins over both teams. They would defeat Lovett 25-0, and then Mount Vernon 26-0. Quarterback Shania Crawford finished the day with a few touchdowns, a couple through the air, I believe one on the ground. Janithia Kendall also finishing with three touchdowns, as well as Kalia Bazin, who also finished with an interception. And afterwards, here's head coach Matt Hazel.
I really think it's really just a buy-in, right? We started this summer. We had a good summer. A lot of girls came this summer. The consistency of them coming, it just carried over into the season. I think that they gelled as a team and as a unit.
All right, obviously still get a bit of games to go. You got your region tournament coming, things of that nature. What do you need the girls to kind of lock in on, you know, as y'all get ready to try to close out strong?
I think sometimes when you're winning, you still don't understand the mistakes you're making while you win. Mm-hmm. So just trying to clean up these mistakes and make sure we get prepared for the playoff the long run.
All right, on Saturday, took in some cross-country action. The Georgia High School Association Girls 6A Championship, and it would be Harrison's Paige Comstock, a sophomore, knocking off two-time defending champ Mary Nesmith. 1847-84 was Comstock's time as she finished with her first state title win, and here she is afterwards.
To be honest, I really didn't believe it. I've always imagined it, you know. I thought maybe junior or senior year when some of the really amazing seniors graduated, but I really definitely was not expecting that.
All right. Was that kind of your strategy, or was there just a certain moment on the course where you realized if I make my move now, I can take the defending champ and get in front?
Not really. Coming into the race, I just really mentally wasn't in it, you know. I really only came out here to run for my team because I knew I just needed to score for my team. I'm still in disbelief, really.
All right, so once you did make the pass, just kind of what went into your mind at that point?
You know, I was just kind of like, you know what, they can always come back on you, like you need to go now. Like I've wanted this for so long, you know. I have middle school state championships, but like nothing like this. You know, I really like had a hard year, and this just really was like the icing on the cake.
Boys 2A championship in Franklin County's Will Gibson capping his senior season with a 17-09-60 win to claim the 2A title. Here he is on his victory.
It felt great. I felt like I had a really good kick there at the end. I felt fresh. I felt like I was well prepared. My coaches did a good job preparing me. And I just felt like it was a really good season and a really good ending.
All right. And speaking of, you know, like you said, getting a good start and, you know, you were able to maintain that lead there throughout the entire run there. What was kind of your, you know, going through your mind as you kind of were on the course and understanding that you only had about 25 to 50 meters, depending on where you were at, but understanding, you know, you needed to kind of keep that distance?
I know that the second place runner from Union County, he was a really strong runner. He had a really strong kick. That's what I've heard. I think I ran against him maybe one other time, but I'm not 100% sure. And I remember I was always just told that he had a really good kick, so I knew I needed to kind of make the gap there. And I guess just try to extend my lead.
All right, also on Saturday, took in some girls' hoops action. The Hillgrove Lady Hawks hosting their Forever 14 Classic, and they would take on South Gwinnett. And they would open up their season with a 71-55 win over the Comets. Kiara Jackson for Hillgrove finishing with 26 points on the night, leading the way. Here's head coach Susan Malam.
I was impressed with their defensive intensity. I thought they really set the tone of the game with our full court pressure. And then also I was pleased with their execution on offense and their willingness to share the ball to the person who had the best shot.
All right, and clearly a lot of basketball to go. So what are some of the things you want them to take away from tonight's matchup that you kind of want them to work on, clean up on, as you guys get ready for a long stretch of basketball?
Well, I thought we fouled too much down the stretch and gave them opportunities on the line. There's still some things we want to tweak with our defense that we're not quite getting that we want. And I thought we need to do a better job on rebounding.
All right, and just talk about the importance of being able to host the Forever 14.
It's really nice. It's a good event for our community because there aren't that many showcases on this side of the Metro Atlanta area. It's good for our fans to be able to come and see us play early when we don't have that many home games. It's good for the girls to see the excitement of having teams come to their place and play and being able to get, you know, just some exposure for this side of town.
All right, that'll do it for the prep roundup with all of our shout-outs and accolades, as well as congratulations to everyone on those career accomplishments. All right, let's get into our first interview of the night. Braden Gilstrap, edge rusher for the Southwest Decatur Panthers football team. Phenomenal season he's having his senior year, and he'll get a chance to continue on as he and his Southwest Decatur teammates get ready for the playoffs, opening up a good matchup against Jonesboro. Here's my conversation with Braylon.
And we'll head out to the wave4.com hotline where Braylon joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braylon, first off, man, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show. And congratulations to you and the guys on the season that you all have had thus far as you get ready for the playoffs. Looking back over your high school career, man, what areas of growth would you say you're most proud of?
Well, looking over my high school career, man, I can say I'm most proud of how much I've grown with my discipline and work ethic. I learned to stay consistent throughout football, school, training, whatever the case may be, and just staying disciplined.
All right, and then coming into this season, what was most important for you in regards to things you wanted to work on or improve?
I really wanted to work on my technique, become more confident, man, because if you was to watch my film last year, you would see that I was a little bit more hesitant and honestly scared, man. I played a little bit scared last year, but this year I fly around to the ball a lot more. No more loafs, and yeah.
All right. Spending time here on the wave4.com hotline, Braylon Gilstrap, edge for the Southwest Decatur Panthers football team, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Throughout your career, Braylon, man, to this point, what have been some lessons that you've learned along the way, man, that you know you're going to carry with you?
I learned to stay coachable, to handle adversity, because, you know, Coach Bell is very, very, very hard on us as far as being, like, in school, outside of school. And, yeah, make sure you doing everything to the best of your ability. And, yeah, just be coachable, man, because that mindset right there separates me throughout all the other different guys out there in the world.
All right, and, you know, you guys, again, been having a great season, and you're getting ready for the playoffs. You open up first round against Jonesboro. What have been some of the keys to the success that you guys have had this season?
The key to some of the success we had this season is, you know, as far as locker room, man, because that right there is – because like Coach Bill always say to us, man, he's not really worried about the other team. He's more worried about the guys within our locker room and not being selfish. And, yeah, because you can't win games with selfish players on your team and stuff.
All right. Spending time here on the wave4.com hotline on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braylon Gilstrap, edge for the Southwest Decatur Panthers, joining us as they get ready for the opening round of the GHSA State Championship Tournament. What's been the message from Coach Bell for you guys as you all get ready for this round one matchup?
To be fast, to be physical, play relentless football for 48 minutes, going in every day throughout the week, going 1-0. Winning the task at hand. And yeah, man, he's been doing a really good job of getting us really prepared to face Jonesboro and their good team that they got over there.
All right. And as you, like you said, getting prepared for them, what will be things you guys need to lock in order to secure a win, not just this first round, but and to keep your playoff push going?
Something we lock in on is coming out of the locker room before the game start on fire, and staying consistent and not trickle down and get excited when we got a big lead. And, you know, yeah, man, it's coming out being strong in the first half, coming into and going into the second half and keeping the intensity going and not get relaxed.
All right, good stuff, man. Well, Braylon, definitely want to wish you guys good luck. Before I let you go, I got to know, man. So say it's game day. You got a few hours. You walk into an Ingles Market to get you some game day snacks. What goes in the basket?
I always got to get me a Pedialyte, man. I love my Pedialyte. got to get the Pedialyte. And that's really it, man. Pedialyte, man. I need my electrolytes before the game starts. I need those electrolytes.
There it is, man. Well, Braylon, thanks, brother, for taking some time out of your day, young man, to join us here on the show. And again, want to wish you and the guys nothing but success down the stretch here in the postseason, man. Good luck.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, great stuff. And again, congratulations to Braylon on the high school career he's had. Wishing him and his guys good luck down the stretch here as they get ready for postseason play. Let's keep it on the gridiron. My next conversation was with Coach Gary Fisher, Locust Grove Wildcats football team. They also getting ready to open up the state championship tournament, winning their first region championship in program history. What a phenomenal job Coach Fisher and his staff has done down at Locust Grove. And here's my conversation with him.
We'll head out to the WadeFord.com hotline now where Coach Fisher is joining us. Coach, first off, man, congratulations to you and the guys on a phenomenal season that you all have had to this point. Especially with winning the program's first region championship. And I know the mission is not complete, but just how proud of you are the guys on that accomplishment.
Man, I'm extremely proud, man. It's been a long road. You know, I took over the program 4 years ago, and, you know, this is something that we worked for. You know, there was my first class, the 2026 class, was the first class of guys that I inherited, man. So, we always believed that we can get to this stage. We knew it was going to take a lot of hard work, but having some kids that's dedicated and actually see them, you know, follow through and actually accomplish their goals, man, is unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, for me personally, just kind of looking at it from my side of things, man, it's a really big deal because we all know with the new way GHSA is going to be seeding teams next year, you know, getting a number one seed is not going to be necessarily a guarantee winning a region championship moving forward. So, man, very big deal, man. You know, very happy for you and the guys.
Thank you, man. Yeah, and I think, you know, that new system is obviously going to change things up a little bit. But I'll tell you what, man, to win this region that we're on, our region, we got some quality football teams in our region, man. So it was a dogfight all year. And I think if you look at the power rankings now, and just apply them to next year, we'll actually have five, you know, we could possibly have five teams coming out of our region that would make the playoffs.
Right. Yeah, man, it's going to be interesting. And like you said, you guys got one of the toughest regions out there. For you, like you said, man, you took over 4 years ago and it's been nothing but progression year after year. Overall, what do you feel were some of the big factors in regards to how you and your staff were able to turn things around there at Locust Grove?
Well, the number one thing, man, that I talked about, you know, and I wanted to bring to Locust Grove once I got here, I thought I think the biggest thing in building a program is establishing the coach-player relationship. And when you do that the right way, I think that's the next best thing to family. When kids know that you really care about them as people, they're willing to go through the wall for you. So I wanted to surround myself with a number of great coaches that wanted to have great relationship with players. And I think that's what feeds our program is that we're all family around here.
All right. Spending time here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Coach Gary Fisher joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game High School Scoreboard Show. Head coach of Locust Grove, the Wildcats, getting ready for the playoffs. Coming into this season, Coach, what were some of the things you wanted the guys to be locked in on as you guys started preparing?
You know, the biggest word that we used all year, man, is mindset. You know, we wanted to make sure that we were taking care of us. And that's one of our sayings as well. It's not about our opponent, but it's about us. It's about us mentally preparing and physically preparing throughout the week to get ready for our opponent. And that's what we just did, man. We locked in. We focused on us. We wanted to get better every day. You know, our mentality, our motto was brick by brick. And, you know, just every day, just following the process, man, and falling in love with the process versus the outcome.
All right. And look, obviously, as a coach, you always believe in your guys. But was there a particular moment when you kind of looked at this team and said to yourself, you know, Without a doubt, man, I think we can finish out on top of this region this year.
Yeah, I mean, I going 9-1 is awesome. I think that the early in the year, game three, we played against Stockbridge, a game that we was actually in control for most of the game, and we ended up with a 1-point loss. And I think just watching our guys respond to that loss in that fashion, how we responded, man, really carried us throughout the season. And, everybody just got more detailed about their job and the accountability level went up because we was able to point out those mistakes. And we felt that we lost that game rather than that we actually got beat. And, it just heightened awareness around the program. And like I said, our preparation became more detailed and the kids just took more accountability and getting everything done.
All right. It's funny that you, because that was actually going to be my next question about that game in particular. And, because obviously after that, you roll off the 7 straight wins. And so I was going to ask, what did you notice about, or what did you feel like that game, how it might have impacted to your point, the words you all used for the year? How do you feel it impacted the mindset as you moved forward and closed out the regular season with the momentum that you closed it out with?
Yeah, and definitely, man, like I said, that loss to Stockbridge really fueled us. And really our players got together and they had a players meeting. And they didn't want the coaches involved with it, man. And I know anytime the players, and we promote a player led team. But when those guys are invested in the program, man, you always got a chance. So week by week, man, those guys stood up and talked within themselves about their expectations and their performance.
Spending time here on the WayForward.com hotline, Coach Gary Fisher, head coach of the Locust Grove Wildcats, joining us here on the High School Scoreboard Show. All right, Coach, a little extra time this year with the way they set up the playoffs. Everyone gets that bye. What's kind of been your focus as you guys start getting ready for next week?
We really went back, man, and just looked at, we watched some of our film from previous games. Normally at this time, we've been watching our cut-ups in the, from the season. but, obviously we got an opportunity to prepare for a game. But like I said, our focus has always really been about us first. Mm-hmm. So we went back and looked at some different plays and things of that nature on both sides of the ball and special teams as well, things that we can get better at. And the things that, we did some things really well. So, we wanted to focus on those first and foremost. And then obviously we started preparing for our first round game against Centennial, which is a really good program. At this point, we know what we can do physically and we're really focused on the mental aspect of the game and just staying locked in and staying in shape and conditioning. And, we're pretty healthy right now, but we want to make sure we continue that. So we've been able to get in the weight room a little bit and, it's good to be practicing in November, I'll tell you that.
I bet, man. That's always the goal, right? All right, Coach, one more before I let you go. Man, just talk about some of the guys in particular that have really, impressed you with some of their leadership on and off the field this season that's helped this program achieve what you all have achieved so far this season.
Well, I'll start, man. The first two guys, man, I'm going to mention, man, is number one, I'll mention our quarterback, man, Amon Parker. And that was, like I said, he class of 26, but he came over from the middle school, and I knew he had the potential to be a guy, and I've seen him grow throughout the years. And obviously, we felt confident to be able to put the ball in his hand every play. But he's the leader of our offense, and he does a great job. I mean, he's one of those guys that put in the work ethic. He got the guys out here on Sunday throwing the ball on his own, running his own practices and things like that. But he got the ball in his hand, man. And then our center, Tayson Neely, he's been such an integral part of our team and leader on our offensive line. But again, there's two people that's going to touch the ball every play, and that's those two guys. They're 4-year players, man, 4-year letter winners. Those are the brick and mortar of our team right there, man. And just moving over to the defensive side of the ball, man. Our defense has been playing lights out the last couple weeks, man, led by our senior defensive end, Bryce Robinson, who just rallied those guys up and does a lot of great things, man. Our Mike linebacker, Zachary Adams, does a great job as well. But our senior leadership and our team is so special, man. And I could mention all 19 of our seniors, but all of them play an integral part into what we're doing and our success. I'm so proud of those guys.
Awesome, Coach. Well, man, again, man, really happy for you guys and the success that you've had, and I want to wish you all nothing but continued success as you all get ready to get the playoffs started next week. And thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show.
All right, not a problem, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, once again, congratulations to Coach Gary Fisher, Locust Grove Wildcats. He and his guys, phenomenal season that they have had, and now they'll get ready to continue with the playoffs when they open up on Friday against Centennial. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Prep Sports Nation, the podcast brought to you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You buy Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. I believe we're back in studio next week, but just check us out on all your socials at PS_Nation_ on the X, Prep Sports Nation _ on Instagram. You can also follow me at the D Lewis for Real, Instagram and Twitter, and then of course at 929 The Game. Thank you so much for checking out this week's episode, and we will look forward to talking to you down the line. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. This is Prep Sports Nation brought to you by Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.